First off, just with the injury report, we got Will Rackley and DJ Williams are in the concussion program, so we'll continue to evaluate them. We do have the bye week, so we'll see how that goes progressing the next week or so with them. But we've had a chance to watch the tape, watch it on the way home, watch it again today with the defensive staff, and you know, we obviously have some things we need to get corrected. I felt like the first four or five games, or whatever the case, six games defensively, we did some things that were good, but we're getting away from what we did well. And that's why you're seeing the points and the large amount of yards, rushing, things like that that are taking place. So we'll use this week really offense, defense, and special teams. Today we're going to heavily talk about personnel. We'll have a big personnel meeting tonight, and then tomorrow we'll be on self-scout and, you know, really attack our areas of need. There have been some good things, I think, offensively. There are some signs where the amount of yards passing, the rushing is starting to pick up against very good opponents. San Francisco is a very good team, and you know, we felt like we had some success in areas that maybe earlier in the season we didn't. So we'll continue to evaluate, find out what we're doing well, but really the self-scout's focusing on our weaknesses, and sometimes it's in scheme, and sometimes it's in situations, red zone, third down, things like that, that we'll have to continue to attack and look in areas to get better.
Gus, what's the starting quarterback situation like for you guys?
Chad, right now. We'll continue to evaluate that, but you know, that's what we'll talk about, personnel. But just in the meetings we've had and the talk, you know, it'll continue to be with Chad.
Are you expecting today to be fairly quiet as far as the trade deadline for you guys?
Yes. Nothing's been brought to my attention.
How is Anger punting for you this year?
You know what? I think he's starting to get where he's feeling more comfortable. I talked to him last week before the game, and I think he had some areas where in the beginning of the season that he had some inconsistencies, but he's really worked at those things, and I think now he's feeling more comfortable and more consistent.
Is there any sense of disappointment that he isn't doing a better job of pinning teams?
Well, you'd like to, you know, the one landed right in the one and bounced in, and, you know, we're always looking to get him backed up like that. So that'll be an area where we, you know, need to look at.
Personnel being, are you talking about, can you kind of just give us a little bit
yeah,
of a snapshot of what you're going to do there?
Yeah. What we'll do is with the staff and then with Dave and our personnel, we'll go through each position group. And we'll just talk about where they are, how they've improved, what areas we need to focus on. And then, you know, we'll go through the whole depth chart like that. And, you know, we look at, you know, the opportunities they've had and what they've done with those opportunities. So today will be a longer meeting, personnel meeting, than most weeks. Oh, no, not so much changes that way. You know, we're always looking at a roster. You know, we'll look at, you know, bringing guys in, working them out, and see if they're a fit for us. But this is more just how do we help our players get better in their areas.
So not a lot of depth chart changes, you know,
anticipate? Right now, you know, I don't know what's going to take place as far as just in our conversations, but very few, if any. Yeah, you know what? When you watch him yesterday, some of the runs, I think that's why we've improved in there, because he's more at the point of attack, and he's very good at the point of attack. We got some movement at the line of scrimmage with him and his double teams, and with Austin or whatever side he's on. So, yes, we have felt him there. I know the passing game, we'd like to incorporate him some more. I know he had the opportunity yesterday and fumbled, but, you know, I think he's a big target for us, and he has great value.
A lot of different ways to handle the bye week. Can you kind of walk us through what you wanted to get out of it as far as rest, but also getting
ready? Right. Well, I think, you know, for us, we've got to capture this opportunity to rest our players and get back to healthy. And, you know, we have some guys with some groins and hamstrings and things like that, so treatment's going to be big. And you'll see a lot of our guys that have those nicks are going to be in house and continue to work on them. There is a mandated number of days off for the players, but that doesn't mean for us as coaches we can't compete in those areas, and that's what we're going to do today and tomorrow, and you know, then start our prep for Tennessee.
One of the hallmarks, I guess, of the defense in Seattle was that there's a lot of turnovers.
Yeah. Right. Well, I think, you know what, I think when I looked at it, you know, you always try to find the truth. You know, what happened? And yesterday, you know, as of now, the last set I had, we had over 12 missed tackles. And I can think of one play where we had 3 missed tackles. And it goes back to trusting what we work on. I'm seeing us, we drill it, we work on it, and then you see it in a game where that situation arises or presents itself, and we get away from our fundamentals. And that's part of it where, you know, we constantly challenge our guys, trust your preparation. What you prepare to do, what you prepare when you're in that situation to do, we need to see that on the game field. And right now we're not seeing that with consistency. And most of the time it's coming from our younger players. And that's always a challenge to get them to do that. And it's not just defense. You're seeing on special teams. You know, one thing is we talk about is attacking the near hip of the ball carrier. And put your near foot to his near hip and constrict the lane. Well, last week there was opportunity on special teams. We didn't do it. We had the one with Sip in the middle of the field, the Gore run, where he had an opportunity to use that, and he didn't do it. And it's not a conscious decision not to. It's just we've got to do it enough time to where it's rote memory so it becomes action. And that's the stuff that we're struggling at right now.
How much does this team mentally, you mentioned the benefits of getting a break physically, but mentally, do you find that this time is going to be beneficial for them?
Yeah, I do think it's going to be beneficial for us. You know, on this journey that we're having, it takes some time to go through it. And I think that along the way, the reason why I use the words celebrate the victories is I think anytime we see action that goes a part of our culture, we've got to reinforce that. And we're doing that with a lot of things. And I think the victories will come as soon as we do enough of those things correctly. And I think we have to share that with our team. And we have done a lot of good things. I think the message to our team, the tightness of our locker room, you don't hear whining and complaining and excuses and things like that coming from our locker room. And I think all those things are really good because our focus now is not on that, but on how can we improve. And I think we have a culture right here where we have to elevate our expectation. And that's what we have to teach our players right now. Well, I think what I've learned, Jess, is this, is that I think it's really important for me to be consistent. And I do have conviction on how we go about this whole thing. And I think that's the biggest thing that I've learned is, boy, it's going to get challenged, you know. It's going to get challenged. But it's been really good for me in that, just for me to share my conviction. And to know, you know, I think there's certain things maybe you can do or maybe people will try to do to say, all right, let's get that quick victory, or let's do this quick and let's change things and try to do it. But we're into trying to sustain this. And in order to do that, I think you got to stay true to your convictions. And that's what we got to do. That's the challenge. And we're getting challenged in many different directions. And I think we have to stay strong in that area to give what we're all after.
Now that you've come back from London, if you had a game on Sunday, just hypothetically, how difficult would it be now that you've made the trip back, you've seen your players back here today, if you had to get ready to play?
I think that part would be difficult. We're evaluating, since we're going out there for the next 4 years, I think we have to look at some things. It was really good now, the Penny Hill situation, the coming in town, all those things, and the way we were treated was really good. We have, the food, all those things that maybe you're a little concerned about was excellent. Was excellent. I think what we need to take a look at is, you know, is there a possibility we leave Sunday after a game, you know, instead of Monday? You know, all those things we'll reevaluate and see how we can make this trip even better.
Is that the first thing that comes to mind, is possibly leaving Sunday and being on the road or being at home?
Well, you know, that's the deal. You know, it's hard, I guess, if you're at home, huh? After the game, you play a game and then load up from home and go. But those are things that we have to talk about and say, you know, what we're supposedly playing, maybe New York next year in New York, if that happens. Do we go from New York right to to London. You know, I think all those things, depending on how the schedule, but those are things that we, now with this little extra time, we can evaluate everything knowing that we're going to make the trip again next year.
Coach, you talked about not making excuses, but you faced some of the tougher teams in this first half. You had Seattle, I mean, the Chiefs still doing well. Not
right.
Speaking right now. What do you see for the second half of the schedule?
That's great. It has been a challenging first half. There's no doubt. With the teams and the travel that we've had with our team, but we knew that going in, and I think that our players understood it. We have a rule, no whining, no complaining, no excuses, and also no venting. Just got added to it because of it, you know. But it's good. I think it really did. I think you don't get success without sacrifice. And I think that, you know, our players have, not just in travel, but in other ways, made some sacrifices. And those are things that we keep talking to our players about and really stay above the noise and stay true to this. And that's what I challenged them today in the team meeting, is to really, this is the culture we want. This is the approach that we want. And now we have to elevate this. And not only our team, but, you know, specifically our leaders. And they have to step it up. But yes, it has been challenging, but in some ways, you know, hopefully it makes us stronger in the long run.
You knew it was going to be challenging. Did you know this? It was going to be this challenging. We're talking about 8 losses by double digits, not competitive
right.
in games.
Well, I didn't quite anticipate that.
I just want to make sure. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't foresee that.
Okay.
But you know what? I knew it was going to be challenging. I did know it was going to be challenging, and especially with all the things that we have going on, the culture, the personnel, the offense-defense scheme, all those things. But I do say this with all honesty. It has been a great challenge. It has been. And I'm excited about the challenge. I know that seems, Gus, how can you be excited? Well, because I'm seeing things what happen behind the scenes. And I'm seeing things take place. I'm seeing our guys really stay true. I'm seeing guys keep it tight amongst the team. I'm seeing all these things that I know are part of a culture that will help us sustain it when the time's right. So all those things, I think, have been a great challenge. And we're seeing those things take place. And now, ultimately, what our city and our fans need is to see it on the scoreboard. And we understand that. And I want it, and our team wants it as badly as them. But in order to give them that and our team that, we have to stay true to that. I believe in that.
I apologize for asking you this, but what will you do these next few days as you deal with your fan here?
Yeah. Well, I leave tomorrow morning, and my dad's wake is tomorrow, and then the funeral is the next day. So I'll meet with our staff. That's why we're going a little bit later tonight and then tomorrow morning, and then I'll be back Friday morning.